Hello, guys. Hello. I'm gonna give some announcements for a minute, maybe 60 seconds, just to give people a chance to realize I'm on. I'm Adrienne Mayfield. Just in case you have no idea who I am author of Connecting with the Burning Bush. Who's following you? I'm tired of this church, losing religion to find God, and you're too full to be empty. All those are available on my website, AdrienneMayfield.com, which is already there. And this is my YouTube channel. Some of you are watching from here, so make sure you click that button, subscribe button, and the notification bell so you can keep up with me when I'm on. I also have a Facebook community, which is called the Prosperous Soul. So join. I'm going to be doing some live teaching there over probably starting in September. So if you're interested in that at all, make sure you sign up. So I think those are all the announcements I have. That's less than 60 seconds, but those who can't catch, you can catch on the replay because it's already 11 o'clock. So I want to jump into the content. So I was just sitting here at my computer doing some work, and I have probably like 12 different topics that I wanted to share with you guys, just different talking points and things that were happening in the news that I wanted to share my perspective on. But this one in particular I was trying to work and do some other things, even though it's almost midnight. And so it just kept like gnawing at me. And I said, I'm going to jump on and talk about it for a little bit. So I'm hoping that some of you will join in the comments and you can help me and figure out what is going on with this. Let me turn this off. What is going on with this obsession with the ancestors? Like, what is this about? This thing with the ancestors? Because I'm seeing everywhere almost it's popping up with this ancestral worship. Let's all go back to Ghana. We need to go to the Cape Coast Castle. We need to go to water, go to this water and be bathed. We need to do these water rituals. What is going on with you guys and these water rituals and all these things with the ancestors? I know that African American people have had an experience here in the United States, particularly unlike any other people group, in that we were brought here as slaves. I get it. I'm African American. I'm black. I did my what is it? 23 and what is it? 23 and me, the DNA thing. I did that, and I found out that I am mostly, I think, like 90% West African. I think it was. I don't really know where it is. I can see if I can find it, but it was. I think it was mostly like West African. Like Nigerian, Ghanaian. So, like most black people, I come from West Africa. Most black people that are here, I should say. My ties come from West Africa. Oh, there it is, so I can look it up and see and share with you guys just in case you actually care about it, which you probably don't. So it says 71% West African, which is made up of 36.5 Nigerian, 18.8 Ghanaian, Liberian, Sierra Leonean. 4.6 let's see, Ghanaian and let's see, Guinean, I guess it would be, because Ghanaian is from Ghana. This is from Guinea. And then this is Senegalese. And then broadly West African 11.5. And then it has some Congolese, which I'm not really sure why they break it down like that, because you can't, can you really be from all those different ones? And I've heard that the if you do the African ancestry DNA, which is more expensive, that it actually hones it in a little more. So maybe I'll invest in that. But anyway, the point is I'm African American. So, I get it. I get the black experience. I get slavery. I get, civil rights, and I get all of that. As I've told you before, my parents were very, very involved in community work. My dad was NAACP president for over 20 years. My mom was the first African American to be on the city council in my predominantly white North Georgia town. When she was running, I think after she was on the city council, actually, a group of white men told her that they needed to meet with her because she and one of my friend's dads, who was a local attorney, African American attorney in the next town over, they were trying to do redistricting in my town. They wanted to try to create an all-black district, right? There was no way to ever get a black person elected, I think, to the county commission because there wasn't any district that was predominantly black. So they were never going to be able to get a black person elected. And so they were trying to do some redistricting, and some white men told her they needed to have a meeting with her. And so my mom, being the fearless warrior that she was, agreed to go to this meeting, right? And so she goes to this meeting. She's there with, I think she said, seven or eight white men. So they sit down at the table, and one of them opens a briefcase. Well, the briefcase has newspaper on top, but underneath is, guess what, a gun. So he lifts the newspaper, shows the gun, and puts the newspaper back down. She doesn't flinch. They continue to have the conversation. She tells him that she's going to still continue to work for the redistricting, and we ended up getting this African district in my hometown. So that's, you know, that's who I come from. My parents were very, very involved in community work, so I get it. I get the African-American experience. I was one of the first African-American assistant principals in my hometown. It was a whole big deal, whole ordeal. So I get it. I get racism. I get the Black experience. I get all of this stuff. But the problem is that for a believer, the Bible says, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. There's neither Jew nor Greek, male nor female, bond nor free, right? So that means when you come into your identity as a believer in Jesus Christ, you become an heir, you become royalty. You become an heir to all the rights and privileges that Jesus died to give you. And so that means that all of these ideology, all of these mindsets, all of this slavery and bondage that connected you to your race or your color, you could be Jewish and perhaps your ancestors were part of the Holocaust. I mean, there have been some really, really horrible things that people have done to each other over the course of time. And so, but when you become a believer, all of that passes away. It says the old has passed away, the new has come. And so what I see happening here is very disturbing. I think I can speak on it because I'm African-American, so no one can accuse me of this being hate speech or anything like that because I'm Black, right? But what I'm seeing is this disturbing trend toward the ancestry, which is actually the occult being masqueraded as as a honoring of the ancestors and all this kind of thing. And so I saw a video, I think, I'm not sure when she did it, but Jackie Hill Perry actually did a video where she was saying, you know, I'm not going to accept the notion that to be African-American, to be, you know, a Black person in America means that you have to subscribe to witchcraft and the occult. And I'm starting to see this dangerous, dangerous trend toward that. And what made me want to do this live, let me get to the main point, is that, you know, obviously you had to have lived under a rock to not be aware of the incident that happened in Montgomery this past weekend with the security guard who was jumped on by the white guys and the Black people on the boat that got off and defended him. And so, right. But then later we start to find out some history that was a slave. That was a dock where slaves were actually bought and sold. That I think the previous day or earlier that day, former President Trump had been there giving a speech. But the important thing that I want to point out is that a couple of hours before this incident happened, there was a group of Black women. I meant to say African-American women, but sometimes I forget to say that Black is just shorter and easier. So, okay, a group of Black women did an ancestral, what they called an ancestral walk. And so they walked through a part of the area near there and then went onto that same deck where this incident happened. This is just a couple of hours before, guys. I saw the video myself. I verified it. So I had to verify this stuff because people rely on social media. But anyway, so I verified they actually did this ancestral walk where they were just smiling and they were so happy. They're taking this ancestral walk. They go down to this deck, this area and spot where this whole incident ended up happening 2 hours later. They go down to this deck and they start tossing flowers into the water to honor the ancestors. Some people say they were feeding the ancestors. Some people say they were just honoring the ancestors. But whatever the case may be, guys, this situation of this obsession with the ancestors and trying to find your roots and trying to connect with your Blackness is getting people involved in the occult. Burning sage, talking to the ancestors, necromancer, saying the ancestors helped the young man swim. All this stuff is becoming like you're making them deities. You're starting to worship them. And some people are giving the ancestors credit for things that, in my opinion, only God should be given credit for if it's something that God actually did. It's either God or the devil. It's only one of the two. Like, it's not a lot of choices. It's A or B. But it's very, very dangerous. And so that's why I wanted to come on and say it. I don't see anyone telling me yet what this is all about. I know that it is because as we get closer and closer to Christ's return, the enemy is ramping up his attacks. He's ramping up this veil of delusion. The Bible says a strong delusion will come. And as a result of this strong delusion, what you have is you have individuals who are clueless about spiritual things. They're clueless about the war between good and evil. They're clueless about the operation of spirits in the spiritual realm. And as a result, we are doing the thing that God warned us not to do, and that is being ignorant of the devil's devices. The Bible is very clear. God says, I would not have you be ignorant of the devil's devices, because Satan roars about like a roaring lion seeking whom he can devour. So it's not God's desire that we be ignorant. It's not God's desire that we think, oh, well, it's cool to just go and do this water, do these rituals and this water witching and all this stuff with these water spirits and honoring them and talking to the ancestors and saying the ancestors helped us and all this kind of foolishness. God does not want us to be deceived and think that we're really honoring the ancestors, because what you're really doing is you are making pacts and covenants and you're creating altars with demons. When you see your deceased mom or grandma come into your dream and talk to you, that's not your grandma. That's not your mom. That's a demon. It's a demon masquerading as your family member. It's called a familiar spirit. And I can't tell you how many people I've had to pray for, because people entertain this stuff and then they go deeper and deeper into a spirit of grief. I just really don't know what to say. I'm on here tonight because you can look on my page, my YouTube channel. I warn about this stuff all the time. I warn about the Beyonce Renaissance concert and the portals there. And now you see that this big portal is there between her legs, if you've seen any of the footage from the concert. But when people try to warn about these portals, people are like, oh, you're just crazy. Oh, you're just crazy. Y'all just all this kind of stuff. And so it's not hidden anymore, guys. It's not covert. It's not as if people aren't letting you know which side they're on. So it's coming to a point where you can't even ignorantly say, well, I didn't know, well, I didn't know, I didn't know, because it's right here in front of your face. It's hidden in plain sight. It's not even hidden, but, you know, that's just an expression they use. But I wanted to come on tonight because I was hoping that some people would maybe, like, provide some understanding to me, because I'm trying to figure out. I know spiritually what's happening is that Satan is coming in with this strong delusion because of people's ignorance. They don't read their Bibles. And because there are these deep wounds still left from slavery, a lot of Black people are drawn to this. That's why this whole let's return back to Ghana thing happened. You know, let's go back to Ghana. Let's get dual citizenship. We need to go to Cape Coast Castle. And I've seen videos of people going back to these places and doing these like water rituals and all this stuff. Guys, it's dangerous. It's not a game. When you go there and you do these water rituals with these false gods and you know, participate in all of these water with these water spirits and these marine demons, you cannot believe in them. But when you start having crazy dreams and people start holding you down in the night and you start sleeping with you in your sleep and you wake up and you like feel like you've been involved sexually with somebody and it was just you in the bed, all of this stuff, when it happens, don't say that I didn't warn you, because I'm here now. I'm here now to warn you. This stuff is real, guys. The kingdom of light is real and the kingdom of darkness is also real. And there are people who are being used as tools of Satan to use your pain and your trauma to pull you into the occult, to pull you into creating altars and making covenants with demonic entities, which is going to give them legal access to your life. It's not a joke. It's not a game. And it's nothing against Africa. I hope nobody takes it that way. I love Africa. You know, I've been to Nigeria. I've been to Ethiopia. I've been to Ghana. I'm not Ghana. I've been to Uganda and I've been to Kenya and I plan to go back again. I really do. I love the people of Africa. I'm African American. But I'm telling you guys that this stuff is dangerous. And I'm not even saying that it's just in Africa, because I'm seeing probably just as many people in America now being actively involved in witchcraft. As I'm hearing about, you know, we've always thought, oh, they do voodoo here in Haiti and Africa and all this stuff. But you guys are embracing it here. And you're inviting demon spirits. You're inviting trouble that you don't really want into your life. Let me just say this, because I'm also reading He Came to Set the Captives Free again, because I never did finish it the first time. And so I think that's why I have a heightened awareness to this stuff, because if you're at all familiar, this he kind of set the captives free, is about a doctor, Rebecca Brown, who came up against the kingdom of darkness and actually like the highest high priestess, I guess, witch. Her name was Elaine, and how she came up against them. And Elaine even ended up getting converted to Jesus because she saw that Satan didn't really love her. And that every time they would come up against real Christians, they who really knew how to pray, they were always defeated. And so it started making her think, well, if he's really the most powerful, like he says, and he's really the prince and all of this, then why is it that when we go up against Christians, just because they pray, we can't get them? But I'm not going to get into all that. You got to read the book if you want to know about it, because I'm not doing a summary of the book. But I am saying that I think reading the book is giving me a heightened awareness to this stuff and the fact that it's very real, that is going on. And then the more I look in the internet and see that you guys are out here like doing libations and calling people's names, that say his name thing that you guys were doing, Black Lives Matter, when George Floyd died, I guess you didn't know the research that's also part of like honoring and calling up deities and ancestors. That's why they kept saying, say the name. Y'all were like just saying the name, saying, oh yeah, this is saying it. Guys, you got to look into this stuff, because again, God would not have us be ignorant of the devil's devices, but we are walking out here very, 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 very ignorant. The devil is using it to his advantage, and people are making contracts and covenants that they're not even aware of. And then that gives him access for things to happen to you that you wouldn't want to happen. Like these freakish accidents that happen, you know, different things that keep happening. You hear noises at your house. You like something really crazy happens. Like you just accidentally have a misstep and you break your ankle. These kinds of things are not coincidences. And so I'm not trying to make you afraid, because the Bible is clear. Greater is he who is in us than he who is in the world. But the question is he in you? Have you given your life to Jesus Christ? Have you made him the Lord of your life and asked the Holy Spirit to come and dwell you and teach you and testify of Jesus in your life? And so I just wanted to share that. I know a lot of you, you know, have been looking at the memes and laughing and all of that stuff. But I think all of those incidents were connected. The fact that they were there doing these water rituals, and then this incident happened, and it's, you know, become this whole big thing on social media. Because everything originates from the spirit realm. This is just a mirror. The natural realm is just a mirror of what happens there. And so I just wanted again to sound the alarm, to warn you guys, stay away from this stuff. You don't need to be worshiping your ancestors. You don't need to be talking to Big Mama that passed away. You need to deal with your pain, deal with your trauma, deal with your grief, see a counselor, get some deliverance, get some therapy, and deal with these holes in your soul so the enemy is not able to use them, because that's all he's doing, is he's manipulating people and using these deep wounds and this lack of identity that people have, and is making them be drawn to these things that are clearly demonic. So again, I just wanted to sound the alarm, wanted to warn you. If you're watching on YouTube, click that subscribe button and the bell. If you're watching on Facebook, make sure you like and share this. Guys, share it with people who need to know. Even if you don't have the guts to tell your friend that you know is burning sage to ward off spirits and talking to spirits and burning candles and doing all this other crazy stuff, just share the video and tell them, hey, just watch this. If you don't have the courage to tell them, but you need to get the courage, because the Bible says that the righteous are as bold as a lion, and the kingdom suffereth violence, and the violent take it by force. So I was just sitting here, like I said, trying to work, but this thing just kept hitting my head, and I was like, let me come out, let me warn the people. They don't listen half the time, Lord, but you keep telling me to tell them, so I'm just gonna tell them. Because like you told Ezekiel, I don't want the blood to be on my hands. So I'm going to tell them. I'm going to warn them. I'm going to give them the evidence. What they do with it is up to them, right? But remember, the Bible says fools despise wisdom. So if you hear wisdom and you shut your ears and eyes to it, that means you're foolish. Don't be foolish, guys. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for this time. We thank you that the entrance of your word brings light and understanding to the simple. I pray for everyone who is watching, even those who will watch on the replay. I thank you that you would not have us be ignorant of the devil's devices, that you've given us your word, that you put your word inside the mouths of people who can come and speak to us and give us your wisdom. Father, we thank you for your light. We thank you for your truth. We thank you, Jesus, that you are the Prince of Peace, and we thank you that you are the way, the truth, and the life. So we will follow you as the way. We will follow you as our point person, as our standard for truth. And we thank you for the abundant life that you have given us through your shed blood. We thank you that your blood is spilled on the mercy seat on our behalf. And Father, we pray that people will begin to heal, that they will come to you, that they will be found in a secret place so that you can begin to minister to all those deep, dark, wounded places in their soul, so that they can know they will no longer be taken advantage of by the enemy. We thank you for loving us. We thank you for your plan of redemption. We thank you that because you have sent your son to die on the cross for us, that we can be reconciled back to you. So we are grateful for that reconciliation. We know, Jesus, that you are the King. You, God, has so highly exalted you. He has given you the name that is above every other name, that it's your name, Jesus. Every knee should bow and every tongue will confess that you are Lord to the glory of God the Father. So we have given you our lives. You are Lord of our lives, and we will serve you all the days of our lives. We thank you that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises in judgment shall be condemned. We thank you that this is our inheritance as servants of the Most High God, and all our expectation is from you. We thank you that greater are you who is in us than he who is in the world. So we will not fear. We will not be afraid. We will be bold. We will be courageous, but we also will be intelligent and we will be wise. So we thank you for this opportunity to share your word with your people. May it fall on good ground. May it fall on good soil. And we pray even tonight as they sleep that you will sing songs of deliverance over us, that you will minister us, that you will speak to us, and that you will continue to implant your truth in our hearts. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, guys, thank you so much for watching. Again, make sure you share this with some of your friends and family. I know here in Atlanta, they got the big concert 3 days I saw. And so I want us to be praying against that and praying against the objective of that concert also as well. God bless you and have a good night.